All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hi everyone, welcome back to my channel. If you're new here, I'm Courtney Ryan, and today I'm going to go over the importance of moderation and the issue with our society and people always wanting more, always wanting the next best thing, always wanting something that is better than what they already have, comparison, hypergamy. I mean, really, there are so many topics that fall under moderation and more so the lack thereof. Too much of anything is normally never a good thing. A lot of us get caught up in constantly wanting more or wanting something better, and while this can be a good thing sometimes, when does it become too much? So today I'm going to be talking about always wanting more, wanting something better, never being satisfied with what you have. I'm going to go over a lot of the problems and what I think is causing this in modern society with men and women, with modern dating. I'm really going to get down into the nitty-gritty of all of it today, so let's get started. To start off, I think we need to know what the heck moderation is. So moderation is the idea that an individual should avoid extremes and instead focus on having a life committed to balance and wholeness. So an example here is money and the kind of the idea that money can buy happiness. And while money definitely can make us feel like we're living a little bit more comfortably, it can make us feel a little bit more secure, it doesn't result in achieving happiness. Contrary to popular belief or your favorite fake guru standing in front of a private jet that they don't even own, money does not buy happiness. And just because you have more money or you're pretending to have more money does not mean that you will be happy. So in order to find a solution to something, I think it's important to recognize the problems and what is causing the problem specifically to be able to kind of get to the root of it. And don't get me wrong, I think it's great that people are working so hard to create a life that they love and to be successful, but there are downsides and negatives to that as well that I feel like people don't really talk about. When we constantly obsess over the things that we want in life, a lot of times we create a complete dissatisfaction for what we currently have in our current reality. So wanting can make it completely impossible for us to appreciate our present state because we constantly feel like we're missing out or we don't have something and we just always feel unsatisfied. So what are some things that are causing this phenomenon? Number one, comparison and social media, without a doubt. Because we're always scrolling and seeing other people's highlight reels all the time, it makes us look at our own life and feel like we don't have enough. Oh, she got a new designer bag. He got a brand new luxury car. That family has a brand new beautiful mansion. I mean, you're constantly seeing people's best moments and it makes you feel like you want what they have all the time. And to that I would say, comparison is the thief of joy and it's incredibly important to understand what exactly you're seeing when you're scrolling on social media because a lot of the time it is not actually reality. So this comparison on social media not only makes us question what we have and our lives, but it also makes us question our dating lives, what other people have, and kind of where we're at in comparison to everybody else. So even when it comes to dating, if you're scrolling and you see all these couples where the guy is flying the girl out to Mexico or Cancun or buying her a ton of stuff, girls who aren't getting those things feel like their relationship is not good enough or the guys that they're seeing are not good enough because this guy did this for this girl. And it's always just about what other people have instead of focusing on what you have. A lot of people are obsessed with living this like luxury life and showing it off on Instagram. So I know specifically for women, I know a lot of guys have told me that they've had issues with girls expecting like a 5-star dinner date or for them to fly them out to Tulum or for them to, you know, buy them a ton of designer stuff or take them shopping. And it's like, what happened to reality? I know that you're seeing those things online, but do people not realize that it's most of the time fake or fabricated, or the people that are posting all that stuff actually don't have any money and they're spending it all on stuff? This is affecting people on a personal level, but it's also affecting men and women being divided, women expecting men to fly them out and buy them all this stuff all the time, men expecting women to look like an Instagram model, even though that picture is Photoshopped. So really just creating a bunch of delusion on both sides of the spectrum here. There is not one person to blame. I think everyone is guilty of this. It's just something that you have to be mindful of. mindful of and understand what you're actually seeing. And most of the time, it's fake. It's not reality. It's social media. And by comparing yourself, you are self-sabotaging. The second thing I want to talk about here is how much is too much. Have any of you guys ever sat down and ate an entire bag of candy? It seems great at the time, you're enjoying yourself, until an hour later when you have a stomachache and a migraine. My point here is that too much of something, even if you're enjoying it at the time, is normally never a good thing. Drugs, alcohol, sex, candy, whatever it is, normally an excess of it doesn't lead to anything good. And the problem here is distinguishing what is actually too much, because people don't normally realize that until it's too late or they've already done it. We seem to have a very more is better type of attitude. And the problem with that is that we don't naturally moderate ourselves because our ancestral selves didn't have to. For a lot of things in life, less is actually more, and more is not always better, and I think we have a very hard time understanding that, again, because of social media and because of instant gratification, which I'm going to talk about next here. Instant gratification plays a huge role in this constant desire of wanting more all the time. Not only do we want it right now. And often when it comes to instant gratification, we fail to see things from a long-term perspective because we're only thinking about what we want right now or what is pleasurable right now, and not the long-term consequences or ramifications of the choices that we're making in the moment. If we actually stop to think about how what we're doing right now will affect us later, we'd probably make better choices. And I was doing some scientific research for that because I always do that for my videos. I think it's incredibly important. And I found this, which I thought was really interesting. It says, as we continue our quest for rewarding quick fixes, we start to experience a dopamine surge in our brains long before we actually experience any reward, and the craving associated with dopamine release hits us early too. So now just driving by your favorite fast food restaurant or seeing your phone nearby is enough to induce powerful cravings, making it more challenging to break an unhealthy habit. When you think about things on a scientific level, it really is just wild and how quickly we can get addicted to things that become a habit like that. So again, like I mentioned before, drugs, sex, alcohol, candy. I mean, sugar is an addiction for a lot of people. I've definitely struggled with that in the past, trying to wean myself off at the moment because your girl is struggling. But really, all jokes aside, it can be a huge problem, and this is why addiction happens. This is why people have meaningless hookups all the time and aren't able to commit to people. I mean, it really creates a ton of issues on an individual level, but also as a society and how we...
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
Interact with each other. And the last problem is that moderation, or the less is more type of attitude, people say that's boring to it. And I think there's a huge misconception about what moderation actually is. A lot of people hear it and think, well, I don't want to be average, or I don't want to live a normal life. And the reality is that sometimes average is good. Sometimes normal is okay. And everyone is striving for, you know, this life of luxury, or girls are going after the top 1% of men and then being disappointed. And at some point, we all have to come back down to reality and understand that you can work for something, you can work very hard and get the things that you want in life, but when will it ever be enough? Moderation in reality is just having a healthy balance. Balanced and boring are completely different things, and I think we all need a healthy balance in our life in order to feel fulfilled, in order to feel happy, and to feel some sort of peace with ourselves. Living in extremes instead of balance makes your life feel chaotic and constantly out of control. There's nothing boring about having self-discipline or making a routine for yourself. You want to obviously do things you enjoy and work hard to get the things that you want in life, but also be able to relax and have fun and take a break. Do something productive, but also don't neglect yourself and forget to have a good time while you're at it. We only have one life, and it would be a shame to waste it being miserable because you always wanted something more or wanted something better and didn't take the time to appreciate what you already had along the way. So how do we fix it? Now that I've talked about all the problems, and you guys are probably like, wow, I am totally guilty of all of these. If you're watching this and you're feeling that way, I have some things you can do to kind of make this a little bit better for yourself and to stop falling into these bad habits. Number one is to practice gratitude. gratitude and understand that more does not always mean better. More followers, more shoes, more handbags, more hookups. It doesn't always mean better. And again, wanting more can be great for achieving our goals and getting what we want in life, but there becomes a point when we're constantly dissatisfied with what we already have because we don't have something that we want. And it gets to that point where you question, really, what is enough? When will it ever feel like enough? And by practicing gratitude, you kind of come back to a balance and come back to earth a little bit. So you really want to start practicing gratitude for the things that you already have instead of obsessing over the things that you don't, because I promise you, if you do that, you will never be happy. And even if you aren't necessarily where you would like to be in life, if you haven't reached your goals yet, just appreciate the journey. Don't forget to, you know, pat yourself on the back a little bit for how far you've come and where you're at. And be appreciative of the things you already have. If you struggle with this and you can't think of a single thing that you're thankful for or grateful for, I want you to start writing down one thing every day that you're grateful for, and I guarantee your list will continue to add up, and you'll start to write down things that you were totally taking for granted before because you were spending so much time obsessing over the things that you didn't have that you forgot to be thankful for the things that you actually do have. Number two is to take a social media break. So for someone like me, this is a little bit difficult because my job is to be on social media, but even for me, it's necessary. If you notice yourself getting caught up and wasting all your time scrolling on Instagram or TikTok and worrying about what everyone else is doing instead of focusing on yourself, take a step back and take a little bit of a break. A social media cleanse is incredibly necessary every now and then, even if you just set time limits for yourself to where you're not scrolling all day and wasting so much time. It really helps you be more present in the moment instead of worrying about what everyone else is doing and honestly just wasting a ton of your time. Keep in mind too that the content you consume can play a huge role in the way that you feel about yourself, your mental health, the way that you date, the way that you feel about other people. You want to make sure you're following people who are good role models. So follow people who make you feel inspired, confident, motivated, feel like your best self. You don't want to be following a bunch of people that make you feel bad about yourself or make you hate everybody. So really keep in mind who you're following and understand that it has a big impact on you and your mental health, the same way social media does too. So if you need a little bit of a break, it's okay to take one, take a step back, and try to be a little bit more present. And number three, the most important piece of advice I think I will ever give anyone is to stop outsourcing your happiness. Having stuff does not create happiness. It might create a temporary serotonin or dopamine rush in your brain, but that's not sustainable. Happiness comes from within, and it is something that only you can create for yourself. You have to stop letting outside sources, people, places, things, social media, stuff, materialistic objects, have such a big influence on your happiness and control your happiness, because I promise if you do that and you keep outsourcing your happiness and relying on outside sources for that, you will never be happy. You will always be dissatisfied. You will always be disappointed. You will never feel like you have enough because you're relying on everyone else to create something that only you can create for yourself. So stop putting all your happiness on your partner. Your partner is not responsible for that. Stop putting all your happiness on the new handbag you bought. If you're only happy when you go on a shopping spree, there's a deeper problem there that you have to work out and figure out for yourself. So understand that happiness is something, again, that you have to create. And if you aren't able to do that for yourself, nothing else will ever make you happy or be good enough for you. And you're gonna get caught up in this cycle of always wanting more, always looking for the next best thing, always wanting something better because you don't feel happy with what you currently have or feel happy with who you are as a person and yourself. So the most important relationship you will ever have is the one that you have with yourself. Do not forget that. Again, do not outsource your happiness. You have to do that for yourself. So really what I want you guys to take away from this video to wrap it up here is that moderation and finding a balance in your life is the key to being happy, and you have to create that for yourself. So if you're always caught up in what other people are doing, you're always comparing yourself, you're always wanting more, you're always wanting the next best thing, you will never be happy, and you're just going to be caught up in this vicious cycle that's going to be never ending for you. So if you're someone who struggles with this, I would highly encourage you to do the little tips that I recommended and understand that you are the only one in control of your life and your happiness. So finding a balance there is incredibly important. There is always going to be someone prettier. There's always going to be someone smarter, with more money, with a nicer car. And if you don't stop to appreciate the things you already have, it will never feel like you have enough. So I hope you all found this video helpful. If you did, be sure to give it a thumbs up and subscribe to my channel to be in the loop for when I release new content. Let me know in the comments down below if this is something that you struggle with. Would love to hear your personal stories in the comment section. If you haven't already, be sure to follow me on Instagram at Courtney Christine Ryan. I love connecting with all of you guys on there as well. As always, thank you all so much for watching, and I will see you all next time.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.